This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
although she would rather I didn't say it live on the radio, you're listening to Sonny Skidmore's favorite radio broadcast. Sonny Skidmore is the owner of KLID AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri. Sonny Skidmore, thanks so much for carrying this broadcast on KLID AM 1340. Rich Eben, we were talking about, I mentioned the word traitor, treason, in the last hour. So I looked up the word traitor. And that's a person who betrays a friend, a country, a principle, etc. That's what the internet says the word traitor means. And then I looked at the word treason. Treason is the crime of betraying one's country. The crime of betraying one's country. Especially by attempting to kill the sovereign or overthrow the government. And some of the synonyms for the word treason are treachery, disloyalty, betrayal, faithlessness. Remember the word disloyal, okay? So we've got this gal. Her name is Kathy Griffin. So she alleges to be a comedian. That's hard to imagine. But that's what she professes to be. And she is the gal who held up an image of a severed head of Donald J. Trump, covered in blood. Rich, were you going to say something?
No, I was just clearing my throat. Please continue.
Okay. So she's this middle-aged gal alleging to be a comedian who held up an image of a bloody, gory, severed head. A replica, if you will, of Donald Trump's decapitated head. So according to a website called EW.com, she says, or it says, Kathy Griffin apologized for the gory image she created with photographer Tyler Shields depicting her holding a facsimile of Donald Trump's decapitated head. Quote, I sincerely apologize, end quote, she said in a video to social media. She said, I'm just now seeing the reaction of these images. I went way too far. The image is too disturbing. I understand how it offends people. It wasn't funny. I get it. That's what she said, end quote, right? So that's Griffin, Kathy Griffin, and she paid a mild price. She should have been prevented from ever appearing in public since then. For, what would you call that? I guess betraying, being a traitor, committing treason, disloyalty, okay, with this image of Donald Trump. Now, some people would say, oh, it was just a joke. Well, to me, it wasn't funny. Now, I remember presidents in my life whose names were John Fitzgerald Kennedy, Lyndon Baines Johnson, Richard Milhouse Nixon, Gerald Ford, and I met Gerald Ford in person, spent about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes with him. James Earl Carter, Ronald Reagan, George Herbert Walker Bush, William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, George Walker Bush, and Barack Hussein Obama. Those are recent presidents. I don't remember anybody, and correct me if I'm wrong, who held up a severed head of any of those men. I don't ever remember someone doing something as vile as that and getting away with it. Now, would you call that disloyalty, treachery, betrayal? Those are synonyms for the word treason. So that's Kathy Griffin, the alleged comedian. Then you get down to a guy who does something vile at the Tony Awards, the recent Tony Awards. They just had the 72nd one held in Radio City Music Hall in New York on June 10th. Now, the Tony Awards are an event organized to recognize the achievements on Broadway productions. You know, who's great on stage? Well, Robert De Niro was on stage. And he is alleged to be one of the greatest actors of all time. So what's an actor? Well, that'd be like a script reader, right? That'd be like someone who play acts. That'd be someone who's an impersonator, right? Not the guy who's real. I mean, you know, an actor might play an Albert Einstein. That doesn't mean he's Albert Einstein. That doesn't mean he knows about the theory of relativity or can explain it or can explain any physics at all. These are impersonators, script readers, play actors. So Robert De Niro is, you know, alleged to be one of the greatest actors of all time. By the way, this is all my opinion. And I'm allowed to have an opinion. So, during his appearance at the Tony Awards, and I can't use this language, and I don't use this language, and this language is not acceptable in our house, whether by a guest or our family. Nobody speaks like this in our house. It's vile, it's vulgar, it's unacceptable, it's not necessary, it's improper, it's wrong. So he used the F word. And I'm going to make this so I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to let you know what his message was. So he said, F Trump, quote unquote. It's no longer down with Trump. It's F Trump. That's what he said. So let me say it again. His quote, beginning of the quote. F. Trump. Continuing the quote. It's no longer down with Trump. It's F. Trump. End quote. That's according to CNN.com. That's Robert De Niro. Now, some people might say that's treason. Some people might say he's a traitor. I'd have to agree with him. And what does he get for saying that? A standing ovation. People have lost their minds. They've absolutely lost their minds. And so if you wonder why we're in such a mess, it's because people say, wow, was that great or what? That was awesome. De Niro, he's my hero. He's an actor. He's not the guy that does it. He's the guy that plays the guy that does it. He's an impersonator. He's my hero. Boy, I love that guy. I'll bet his family is something that I'd want to emulate. Robert De Niro. Play actor, script reader, impersonator. Says that about the President of the United States. Whether you like him or not, it's wrong. Now, I didn't like a number of the presidents, the CEOs of corporate USA, whom I mentioned in that list, like Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't like him at all. I thought he was a serial liar. I didn't like George Walker Bush, George W. Jr. I thought he was a bumbling guy. I certainly didn't like William Jefferson Blythe Clinton. Pretty frustrating to me. Pretty frustrating. I certainly didn't like Junior's dad, George Herbert Walker Bush. Didn't like him either as a president. He might have been a nice guy to go skydiving with, you know, if you're interested in that. But are we talking about treason? I think we're talking about treason. I think we're talking about people who are traitors. It's unacceptable. And why aren't they arrested? Why hasn't the Secret Service gone over to De Niro's house and said, "Hey, Robert, you know, I love your impersonations. By the way, you said some things against the president which might incite people to do some bad things, like attack the president. We don't like that. It's not nice. How would you like it if people did that to you and said those things about you, Robert De Niro? Do you think maybe some deranged person might say, you know what? I think I heard that, you know, De Niro's not a nice guy and maybe he should be, you know," and I won't say the rest. I'm appalled. I'm appalled that the media allowed it. I'm appalled that Radio City Music Hall allowed it. I'm appalled that they didn't cut the mic. Whatever happened to the hook? You know, when you're on stage, this hook comes out from the side curtain and it goes around your neck and it pulls you off stage for doing something wrong. Whatever happened to the hook?
That's a good one.
I'm angry. It's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's unacceptable. And yet, it continues day after day after day. You know, we can talk about the gal who is making tent fashions noteworthy, Roseanne Barr, you know, grabbing her crotch, singing the national anthem, Roseanne Barr, you know. This is, and people like watching these stupid television shows with these impersonators. They're not people you'd want to emulate. They really aren't. And why is this happening? Well, there's an article in the Times, thetimes.co.uk. Dumb and Dumber, why we're getting less intelligent. And we are.
My name is Tiara, and I was suffering from hormonal imbalances since my early 20s. I never had a normal cycle and was at my wit's end trying to figure out how I could normalize my cycles. I heard about One World Way and was convinced that I had to give it a try. I started drinking the protein and noticed a change in my overall well-being with the first drink. I could not believe it. I finally felt normal again and finally had the energy to work out and hired a personal trainer. I drastically improved my diet and began an exercise regimen. I would drink the One World Way pre- and post-workout. I noticed I was toning up. I recently competed in my first powerlifting competition and placed third. I've really come a long way, and I'm grateful to Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition and everyone that supports us on our journey to health and wellness.
One World Way is the real deal when it comes to whey protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. rates, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I expressed a little bit of anger during the last segment, and I was talking about an actor, an alleged actor, an alleged comedian who've done some disgraceful things. You've got to ask yourself, how is it possible? How is it possible that we have sunk so low as to someone getting up on stage in front of a lot of people and going into a profanity-laced tirade? How is that possible? And worse than that, how is it possible that that person would get an applause? Like, yay, yeah, awesome, wow. How is that possible? So, there's an article in the times.co.uk that says the IQs or scores of young people has fallen steadily since World War II. And allegedly, this is the first authoritative study on this phenomenon, the decline to at least 7 IQ points. That's 7%. We've gotten stupider by 7%. Well, I would say that would be a miracle if we have only fallen by 7%. I think we've gotten pretty close to being as dumb as a box of rocks. You just look around. You know, you go to any store and you say, do you have a... And they go, what is that? They don't know what you're talking about. They don't know why you're there. They don't even know why they're there. I'm talking about the employees at a store. big box stores. So scientists are saying that the deterioration could be due to changes in the way math and language are taught. Okay. I think a big piece of this is because of the way information is being consumed. Well, heck, you don't have to read from books anymore. You can read it from an electronic tablet. I don't think it works as well. Because I have trouble thinking about how would I write my notes in the margin in an electronic tablet. Some people read by listening to audiobooks. I got to tell you that I don't think there is any way of getting the information into your brain and having it stick better than through reading or by doing. Okay? The electronic screen, you know, how many people can remember what they read really well on an electronic screen as compared to a book with paper pages and ink? So we've got these young people who don't know how to add, subtract, multiply, divide, estimate. They can't give you directions how to get from where you are, where they are, to where you're trying to go, even though they've been there many times all their life. They can't explain it. They need the electron to help them, meaning a cell phone. So how far is it, young man, to get from here to there? They'll look down at their phone. Because they can't tell you in words. They'll say, well, let me look it up. They don't know what words mean. They don't know how to react. They melt down at the slightest stress. That's where we are. And we're allowing it, which is a disgrace. Rich?
Well, I'll address a couple things what you said. First of all, as far as memory, people need to read or see or hear something 3 to 10 times to have a chance to remember. That's been out there for quite a long time. And we've lowered our bars of standards and expectations so low, especially in learning institutions. And this is by design. And this is why we need to change the whole education system and have people teach who have been successful in private sector business for at least 15 years instead of hiring people straight out of college to be teachers. We need to change the whole plan of action there. And you went on a nice little rant about the double standards, and we talked about the Roseanne article last week being that the left has double standards, and it's pretty obvious that actors are paid liars. I mean, that's why a lot of people, there's certain deals and handshakes in the back room, you know, whether it be on a casting couch with Harvey Weinstein or, you know, you make me famous, I'll do favors for you type thing. Who knows what goes on behind closed doors? No one ever does. But a lot of these actors, a lot of these athletes, a lot of these entertainers and singers, they have been bought and paid for under the table, and they're going to be used by the elite to basically conform public opinion and make people buy at the company store. Vince?
I'd love to say what's on my mind, but I can't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump in flight now back to the United States from Singapore after his historic summit with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The president telling reporters aboard Air Force One he believes that Kim wants to continue working towards peace.
I can only tell you that from the time I've dealt with him, which is really like starting 90 days ago, it's been very strong. I think he wants to get it done.
The two men signed an agreement in which North Korea says it will denuclearize while the U.S. promises to assist with providing security for the North. President Trump also suggesting he may discontinue the joint military drills the U.S. has long held with South Korea. Primary ballots being cast today in Virginia, Nevada, Maine, North Dakota, and South Carolina, as more primaries will determine candidates for November's national midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Watch it.
Oh, no, there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Watch it. Thank God, you're...
Take my...
When you go...
For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
For achievements with us, offgridmontana.com. Calling in, probably above 55 miles an hour, is Truck Driver Jay in Illinois. Welcome, Truck Driver Jay.
Hey, good morning, Vince. Yeah, I'm doing about 65. Yeah, you're talking about audiobooks. Now, me personally, I love audiobooks. I am a voracious this devouring of audiobooks. I will listen to probably 30-35 audiobooks a year. And I learn a lot from audiobooks. You know, and it actually depends on what it is that you're listening to. You know, are you listening to a romance novel, or are you listening to USA Prepares? All right.
Well, Truck Driver Jay, I've got to agree with you. There are times when I will listen to an audiobook, but when you're driving, I certainly don't want you turning the pages of a hardbound book or a soft cover book. Because obviously that's not safe. And when I'm in a tractor, I will listen to something about science. You know, I'll put one earbud in, not two, one. And because I need to hear what's going on around me, that's when I'm going round and round and round and round in circles. When I bale hay, I can see clearly in front of me. I can see that I'm not going to run over animals. You know, I'm sitting high in the cab of the tractor. I can do that. However, with a point I was trying to make, and I think Rich was as well, is that you learn better if you read it rather than if you hear it. And here's the test. So a lot of people watch television. So after that 1 hour long program is over, you walk in the room and you go, "Hey, so here's your final exam. What was the plot of that story? What was it about? What happened? Exactly what happened?"
I don't know.
That's the point. That's the point. But if you read a book, you see the words. Sometimes your fingers go over the words. Sometimes you say, "I don't think I quite understood that. Let me go back to that sentence or that paragraph, or let me reread it." You know, those kinds of things. That's what happens when you read a book, at least with me. Now, I did go to Evelyn Wood's Reading Dynamics back in the 60s, and I was typically reading around 200 words a minute when I started. When I was done, I was, you know, with pretty good comprehension. When I was done, I was reading 2,000 words a minute with zero comprehension. Well, wait, zero comprehension.
Right.
I mean, I read the words, but they didn't stick. All right? So, you know, eventually I was able to read faster, but, you know, but what I'm saying is if you read slowly, I believe your comprehension is better. So there's a trade-off. Bottom line is I have a feeling you agree with Rich and me that, yeah, you really do have more comprehension when you read a book rather than if you listen to someone else read the book. Is that right?
Yeah, but that also, you know, raises the question, well, what about talk radio? You know, are we learning anything from talk radio?
I don't know. And I'll tell you why. You know, Rich, I'm so glad you brought that up. Rich Sheban and I have been talking about, we think, and we may be confused, and it's entirely possible that Rich Sheban and I are confused. And Rich, you can jump in if you think I'm saying something that's not correct. But we think that we live a lifestyle that's pretty darn cool. We live on a farm. Everything is a project. Everything needs improvement. Everything could be better. And it's an unending adventure with a long list of things to do. Okay? Some of them are more important than others. But I'm never bored. I'm exhausted, but I'm never bored. There are more things that I would like to get done than I can accomplish. And I have a feeling it's the same with Rich Sheban. Now, we think that's kind of a cool thing, to never be bored. I would consider that I'm on a permanent vacation. I do exactly what I want to do, when I want to do it, and hardly anybody tells me what to do. Even though I'm looking at a USDA 2017 census, you know, where it's like, I don't know how many reminders they've sent me, but it tells me I'm overdue in red letters, return within 10 days, your response is required by law, and I go, I don't think so. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I really don't do things that I don't want to do. Well, why is it that we've been talking about this kind of thing for 7 years, at least I have, And so few people have said, you know what? That's right. That really is cool. I should pay less taxes. I could handle a tractor. I could buy a small farm. I could raise some cows. I could get out of the rat race. I could live longer. I could do so many things. Plant that garden. I could build a solar system and get off grid. I could be independent. And I'm wondering why it is why so few people have joined us. You know, they listen to us, but have they really done it? And I've got to tell you, I only know one guy who came to the meetups and came for years and years, and he bought a farm. One guy out of 7 years worth of, we'll call it work, of us teaching. One guy. So, I don't know, Jay. I'd love to say, they even wrote an article in a magazine called 417 Magazine. It had a few of our instructors in it. 417 is the area code here in the greater Springfield, Missouri area. And they even quote me as saying, you know, I'd love to say, you know, a lot of people have followed our line of thinking, have followed our example, have joined in, but I can't say that that's true, because they haven't. So talk radio, maybe that's all it is. Maybe it's just talk. Your thoughts?
Well, then,
Jay?
If I may chime in, I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons I talk about Economic 101, and I do a lot of it, and I try to equally give as much merit to financial, social, and political rationale as well, as you know. But 78% of Americans are tapped out. 60% don't have $1,000 in savings. So the great majority, and I mean the great majority of Americans, are broke. They are literally tapped out. And that's one of the reasons why we talk about getting like-minded people together, so we can try to give them an opportunity to think outside the box. But let me discuss what you were talking about, treason, because I didn't get to comment on that. And we were talking about the double standards and hypocrisies, which words that I hate. And that's why I talk about practice, which are priest laws. But look at Black Lives Matter, Antifa, Southern Poverty Law Center, the Soros funding, Rockefeller Rothschild, the NGOs. Look at the treason. How about Zuckerberg selling how many millions of people's information to corporations and to China? The Clintons. How about Loretta Lynch meeting Bill Clinton on the tarmac? How about the fact that she said we need more marches, blood, and death on the streets? And this is why I always come back to my three criteria of standing for principle. And that is the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. Truth, and if they do it, you do it. In other words, if they have less consequences for their behavior, that means everybody can do it too. The only way we're going to wake people up is by doing the same thing that they do, depending on what group, if they're going to try to get benefits based on what group they're in, basically victim group status, that they call identity politics, and they have different rules, laws, and accountability for race, gender, sex, religion, ideology, and do all continue the race baiting, and especially have a different set of rules, laws, and accountability based on what aristocracy they're in versus the serfdom, that needs to be unacceptable. We need to do the same thing that they do or disallow them to do that. If they want to get rid of guns, then the Oscars and the Emmys and all these big Hollywood parties and get-togethers, they are no longer allowed to have guns on the premises. So this is the way we have to do it. And the only way to give the little guy a chance or a shot is by doing what we're doing on the radio. And I've gotten lots of information from talk radio on many different stations, especially including USAPrepares.com. I've given 90% of the information that I give in talks and on radio shows comes from what I read online and what I hear on talk radio. And I try to verify and research every iota of it. But the reason why I like reading from a book like you were talking about, Vince and Jay, is the fact that
I can, if I'm listening to a podcast, I can stop it and I can write down something important that I hear. If I'm reading from a book, I can obviously write it down in my notes in the context of how it should be delivered. So I think that's the only way to learn. And I think a lot of people are waking up. I think it's not just the fact that Trump was elected, but I think a lot of people are waking up to the corruption, the manipulation, the deception, the nepotism. And this is why there's so much despair out there at the same time, because people are broken, they're tapped out, and they don't know where to go. And this is why we're trying to concentrate on helping the little guy, because the little guy does not have representation. This is why I'm on this show. I'll be honest with you. I don't do this for fame. I don't do this for money. I don't do this for because I want to be liked. I don't care about any of that. I do this for the American people. Because that's what Americans should do. We should try to give information, advice, suggestions, ideas, and solutions to try to help the little guy. And the little guy, by my definition, is the bottom 93% who have lost pretty much everything. That's why I do this. And I know that's sure. why you do this, Vince.
Yeah.
And pardon me for being a little long-winded there, but that is what it's all about at this point in my life. With the demographic, Keynesian economics, central corrupt central bank policies, and identity group politics that we live with every day.
Truck driver Jay, when we come back after this commercial break, would you mind telling us, based on your observations as you travel across the country, do you think we're headed toward a revolution? Do you think the people
Absolutely.
Have had it?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's tell us what your thoughts are when we come back in just a few minutes. Truck driver.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish, grass-pastured cows, and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Truck driver Jay, you're doing about 60 miles an hour in Illinois. You meet a lot of people. 74, okay. You meet a lot of people. Do you think we're headed toward a revolution? And by revolution, I don't mean village against village. I mean villages against the government.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And the only reason I say that is just because people are starting to get tired. Okay, you got the story of how to boil a frog. You throw him in a hot boiling pot of water, he just jumps out. But you raise that water very slowly, you cook it, and people have become dumb. that's the only way I could put it. They just become dumb, and they're starting to get their rights taken away little by little by little, by the incrementalism, and there's a lot of people that are starting to wake up and say, hey, we don't like this. I mean, even Russia has had protests and stuff where people just are not happy with the way the government's going. It's coming. It's not going to be the way that people think it's going to be. But it is coming.
Mrs. Finelli and I had decided to watch something on Netflix, and it's about people buying homes, leaving England and looking towards Spain, Germany, Austria, Italy. And, I've been watching this with her, and here's something that we've noticed. They say, well, if you look, you don't see very many electrical receptacles in any of the houses in England, Spain, Germany, Austria. You don't see them. They're very few. And you hear people say on this broadcast that You know, you have to have an electrician do that work. It has to be, you know, a licensed, certified by the state. Really? That's ridiculous. Okay? So, here we have the result of what happens when you have all the suppression. And the people who want to move out of England want to move there, move to other locations, and they're looking for what? What is really important to them? Views. They want a nice view from their house. Now, to me, that's pretty darn odd. I would want structure. I would want freedom. I would want space. I would want something that's going to last a long time. I would want affordability in operation of that property, meaning, you know, high efficiencies in every respect. I would want to have water that is, you know, I'm sure is going to be there year after year after year, decade, generation after generation. Clean air. Those are the things that are important to me. But according to these people on this television broadcast, they're interested in views. They don't talk about, well, let's look behind this wall and see how it's made. Let's see how strong it is. It's foreign to me. And that just goes back to we're getting dumber by the minute. I really believe we are. And I think that kind of ties into what you're saying. But yet, at the same time, people are annoyed with the oppression. Rich Sheban?
Yeah.
Rich, do you have a comment?
Oh, can you hear me now, Vince?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why I make it very clear that the only way we're going to change things is from the bottom up. And people have to realize that we've been played, we've been duped, and in fact, we've been used. If we're still playing the hyphenated group identity politics game, we are not going to learn how to be Americans. We are not going to learn synergy. And we have to come up with ideas and solutions that's going to help the little people, the masses.
So when somebody asks Vinny, so what are you? I go, what do you mean? Well, what are you? You mean, do I have a job? No, I don't have a job. What are you? You mean, like, farmer? Yeah, I'm a farmer. Well, what are you? And I think they're asking me, you know, what is my nationality? And I'd have to say, well, I'm an American. I'm an American. I'm not a hyphenated American. I'm not a black American, yellow American, red American, white American. I'm an American. Truck Driver Jay, thanks so much for being with us and dispensing.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old. And for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.